Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Moonwalk, a Memoir, is Michael Jackson's 1988 autobiography, published when he was still under 30 and already one of the most visible entertainers in the world. The book traces his life from a working-class childhood in Gary, Indiana, through the Jackson 5 years, the Motown and Epic Records eras, and the commercial breakthroughs of Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. Its purpose is partly personal explanation and partly artistic self-portrait. Jackson addresses family discipline, relentless rehearsal, performance technique, loneliness, public scrutiny, cosmetic surgery, romantic feelings, and the rumors that shaped his public image. Because it appeared before the later controversies and final decades of his career, the memoir is not a complete life account. Its value lies instead in capturing how Jackson wanted readers to understand his formative years, his creative standards, and the emotional cost of fame at the height of his global influence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, childhood as professional apprenticeship rather than ordinary upbringing. A central subject of Moonwalk is the way Jackson's childhood was converted into a disciplined entertainment apprenticeship. He describes growing up in Gary, Indiana, within a large musical family where performance was not a casual hobby but an organized, demanding pursuit. The Jackson 5 story is presented as a mixture of family ambition, talent development, and pressure. Rehearsals, local performances, and the transition to professional stages reveal how early labor shaped his identity before he had the distance to evaluate it as an adult. The memoir does not treat childhood fame as simple good fortune. It shows how success required sacrifice, obedience, and constant refinement. This matters because Jackson's later perfectionism is rooted in this environment. His understanding of timing, audience response, vocal discipline, and stage presence came from years of repetition under high expectations. At the same time, the book suggests that early celebrity narrowed his private life. The child performer gained extraordinary skill but lost many ordinary experiences, creating one of the memoir's recurring tensions. Secondly, performance craft built from observation, repetition, and physical control. Moonwalk is especially valuable when Jackson discusses performance as a craft rather than a mysterious gift. He presents singing and dancing as practices developed through close observation, imitation, experimentation, and repeated correction. By his admiration for earlier entertainers, including figures associated with soul, rhythm and blues, film musicals, and stage performance, helps explain his hybrid style. The memoir connects musical interpretation with physical precision. A song is not only heard but embodied through gesture, balance, timing, and visual rhythm. His discussion of dance, including the move that gave the book its title, emphasizes refinement over spontaneity. The moonwalk becomes a useful symbol because it appears effortless to audiences while depending on exact weight shifts and controlled illusion. This topic also clarifies Jackson's broader artistic method. He studies how an audience sees movement, how pauses create suspense, and how performance can turn technical skill into emotional impact. The book, therefore, serves as a rare first-person account of pop performance from someone who viewed stagecraft as detailed labor. Thirdly, the move from group identity to solo artistic control. Another important strand in Moonwalk is Jackson's transition from member of a family group to autonomous solo artist. The Jackson 5 gave him visibility and training, but the memoir shows his growing desire to shape songs, choreography, recording choices, and public presentation according to his own standards. His accounts of the Epic Records years, especially the emergence of Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad, underline a shift from youthful performer to decision-making artist. He pays attention to producers, musicians, videos, and staging because he understands pop success as a coordinated system rather than a single vocal performance. The book also reflects the unusual scale of his ambition. Jackson wanted records, short films, tours, and televised moments to function as integrated artistic events. This makes the memoir more than a celebrity success narrative. It documents how a performer raised inside a group negotiated independence while still remaining connected to family history. The tension between loyalty, collaboration, and control gives the career sections their significance. Fourthly, fame, privacy, and the struggle to answer public speculation, Moonwalk repeatedly returns to the psychological burden of extraordinary visibility. Jackson writes from a position in which public curiosity had already become invasive, and he uses the memoir to respond to topics that had generated speculation, including his appearance, cosmetic surgery, relationships, shyness, and unusual habits. The book's tone is often defensive but also revealing, because it shows how celebrity can make ordinary self-definition difficult. Jackson is not merely describing fame as attention, he is describing a condition in which personal choices become public property and rumor becomes part of one's identity. His emphasis on loneliness is therefore important. Massive popularity did not remove isolation, and the constant need to explain himself appears to have intensified it. The memoir also demonstrates a strategic form of self-presentation. By addressing rumors directly and including personal reflections, Jackson tries to regain interpretive control over his image. Readers should recognize both the value and limitation of this approach. It gives access to his perspective while remaining shaped by what he wished to disclose. Lastly, visual self-portrait and the limits of a memoir written before later history, the visual dimension of Moonwalk is not incidental. The photographs, family images, performance material, and drawings help the book function as a curated self-portrait. For a performer whose career depended heavily on visual identity, this archive reinforces themes that prose alone cannot fully convey: transformation, stage design, family continuity, and the contrast between public spectacle and private memory. The images also support Jackson's effort to frame his own life at a moment when media narratives were becoming increasingly intense. However, the timing of publication creates a major limitation. Released in 1988, the memoir ends before many events that would later dominate discussion of Jackson's life and legacy. It captures the artist shortly after Thriller's global impact, and during the Bad Era, not the full arc of his career. This limitation does not make the book less important, but it defines how it should be read. It is a primary source for early self-understanding, not a comprehensive biography, critical investigation, or final assessment. In conclusion, Moonwalk is best suited to readers interested in Michael Jackson's early life, pop performance, celebrity self-presentation, and the making of a late 20th century entertainment icon. But fans will value it because it is the major autobiography associated with Jackson's own account of his childhood, family career, solo ambition, and emotional response to fame. Music historians and pop culture readers will find it useful as a primary source from the peak of his commercial power, especially for understanding how he interpreted the Jackson 5 years, his dance vocabulary, and the creative environment surrounding Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. The practical benefit is not a simple lesson in achievement, but a clearer view of how discipline, image control, collaboration, and relentless rehearsal shaped a global performer. Its intellectual value comes from the tension between candor and curation. Jackson reveals much, but also carefully manages how he is seen. Compared with later biographies, Moonwalk stands out because it is not retrospective analysis from outsiders and not a full life reassessment. It is a time-specific self-portrait, enriched by visual material, written before later controversies transformed the public conversation. Readers seeking a complete biography will need other books, but readers seeking Jackson's own early framing of his life should begin here. If you would like to support Michael Jackson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.